I'm gonna rock out with some announcements and some shout outs real quick, if you guys don't mind, real quick. First announcement goes out to the families and friends and loved ones and people in general down being affected by the hurricane going down in the southern part of the United States, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, everything. We are sending our prayers and our love to you, and we hope things get better. Quick shout out goes to Jason Jordan.
Oh.
Very own Talk to Jason. Nice is Jason Jordan. Jason. Congratulations on your song Nobody releasing on all music streaming platforms. It's about time. It's about time, Jordan.
Don't do that.
It's about time Jason Jordan dropped song.
Don't do that, man.
It's been a couple months.
Hey, man.
It's a great song, so make sure you guys go stream that today. Awesome. Second shout out goes to one of our good friends over down in Florida, Chris Mathis. Go ahead and give him a follow at Mathis023 and his collective. Can I vibe with y'all for reaching 1 million followers on TikTok? Oh, wow. Special shout out to you guys. Go give them a follow. They are real close friends of ours, so shout out them. And my last shout out goes to Dude Wipes. And I'm going to continue shouting y'all out until you give me a sponsorship. Dude Wipes, thank you guys for keeping me clean during the morning, mid-time, and dinner time.
I also have one shout out to give out.
Hey, go ahead.
Let's also shout out Gabby for her birthday.
Shout out Gabby. Happy birthday. Past 12's very own Gabby.
Yeah.
But with that being said, welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know it's your boy, Mally K. That's MALLII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time. I am Will_visuals.
Do we all just do the it's? Like, obviously somebody's gotta be different.
No. We gotta, you know, team effort. It's a team unit.
It's your boy Jason Jordan. Jason Jordan music, check me out. Let's get it.
Yeah, you see how you had to make yourself louder because nobody's following you because they can't hear you.
You done scared our guests with yours. He jumped.
I think nobody's prepared for that first like jump and how loud it is in the ear.
For real.
But we have another special guest joining us on the podcast episode today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time?
Hello, everybody. My name is Antonio Gordon. You can follow me at AG the Official. That's AG the Official.
Yeah, I was like, more.
It's only right if you do it twice.
Yeah, ready, let's try that again. Just one more time.
Okay. What's up, everybody? My name is Antonio. You can follow me on the gram at AG the Official. Again, that's AG the Official.
Hey, like, see, the introduction thing is like people just not used to it, you know? Like, sometimes, I had one person whose name was literally just at E, and then they were like, yeah, you can follow me at E. I was like,
I'm done. And
they were like, that's it. I'm like, well,
come on.
I was like, well, okay. Anyways, like and subscribe if you feel the vibe on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Rate us 5 stars. Hit that subscribe button. I don't need to curse. You know what you want to do.
Hit the button.
Hit the goddamn button, man.
Exactly. I didn't even need to say it because you already know. But Will, go ahead.
Hey, man, you know, Jason.
What's up, man?
They need to know, how often are we dropping episodes?
Oh, that's right.
How often?
Every single week.
Every single week. What are y'all doing?
We get better at that
every time. That was clean. I'll give that.
It melts out the mouth like butter. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta chill all that.
It just flows. You ever put butter in a hot pan, Jason? Jason, look at me. You ever put butter in a hot pan? Make the sound.
Okay, all right, man.
Melts smooth. In a nonstick pan, that shit moves. You know what I'm saying?
Reminds me of baby oil.
Come on now. Come on, yo. Whoa. It's too soon.
I played.
It's too soon. That's how you started. That's how you come.
That's a clip. That's a clip right there.
Clip that.
We ain't even been rolling for 5 minutes yet. Like, you already telling the viewers, he telling you to oil up. And
Do not oil up, brother. It's not the time.
And while you're oiling up, hit that subscribe button.
Subscribe while you oil up.
Might slip out.
Slip out.
Hey, don't slip.
Oh my God.
Say what they say. Easy there, white chocolate. Would he want you to melt?
Hey, yo, that's funny. You know what
I'm saying? Yo, Terry Crews played that too well, son.
Oh my God.
Too well.
But you know, every episode we do a theme. The theme of today's episode is men's health. This one's for you guys. We're doing this for you. We did it last season. We touched on it. We dabbled on it. But I feel like last season, I was more so attacking you guys. So this time around, I'm not going to talk about your hygiene. I'm not going to talk about how you guys got no game. I'm not going to talk about any of that stuff. We're going to talk about the other side of men's health and why it's important. I feel like sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh, and I promise I wasn't going to do this. Oh, my God. It's important to cry. So, Will, Jason.
Yes.
When's the last time you guys all cried? Because I'm about to right now.
I don't remember crying.
Oh, man.
Zero.
That's deep.
I'll cry on command, too.
I know it's going to start like this. But I guess the last time I cried, that was a while ago. So for the viewers out there, I don't know if you guys also do this as men. Maybe it might just be me. But what I usually do, I go on YouTube and I look up videos of like veterans coming home, and that's what makes me cry.
I told you so that dude would be tear up.
Yeah, so it's like when I haven't cried in a while, I'll put that on and I'll be like, I needed that.
I need that. You start crying about other stuff.
About other stuff. Just like that's it. I don't know if anybody else do that, but hey, if you do, put it down in the comments. Let me know I'm not by myself.
Just make sure the tear ducts are still working.
Just that's make crazy. Sure it still works sometimes. You know?
You stop out there, you're like, I'm good. Like I'm good, human. I'm still human.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Or American Idol. We'll see some of them golden buzzers.
Man, I don't believe all that. That's hey, cap. Man, it's rigged. That's cap.
It'd be getting me. It'd be getting me though.
They need a sob story.
Rigged.
Come on.
That gets you.
It's rigged.
Every now and then, you know, the right story.
Not the Arms of the Angels commercial.
Oh, yikes. I don't think those are tears coming down from my eye. I think that's like it's like 4 a.m. when that commercial plays. So I think that's like that might be either sweat or crust. Some type of body. Yeah, like
morning crust.
You got some snot coming down my nose.
Yeah.
Come you on, know, yo.
That commercial reminds me of like if you ever seen like early in the morning when you was younger, it was like 3:00 a.m. You had no reason to be up, and you just randomly have the TV on. But tell me, how am I supposed to live without
like, you?
That's
right.
Like, who's playing this right now?
Yeah, they play the same set of songs.
The same set of songs.
Yeah, parents be like, "I told you, to stop falling asleep with that damn TV."
For real, exactly. For real. Oh my gosh.
I cried during some movies. Like I'm not.
What movies really made you cry? Movies?
Listen, like I don't even know why I began so emotional, but every time I watch The Greatest Showman, like I watched it this past week and I'm getting teared up.
I'm getting crying.
Like I was watching My Hero Academia the other day and I was tearing up. I'm like, damn, they really friends with each other.
Come on, yo.
Nah, they do too much on that show.
I was like damn, why am I getting emotional? I get emotional about the dumbest things. I can't hold you.
Have you guys ever watched? I'm sorry. Have you guys ever watched the Marley and Me movie?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
When I first saw that, I started crying, bro. You don't understand. A dog is a man's best friend.
Shiloh, like
I started crying. I cry a lot during certain movies.
Marley and Me, man, that was
for
good
me.
One.
The last movie I kind of cried for was the Iron Claw. Have you guys?
Oh, I that's the wrestling did. Movie, right?
Yeah.
I actually saw that with
he was with Zac Efron.
Yeah, he came out and everything. They
hugged.
No, I did not hug Zac Efron. Yeah. I wish. Shout out to Zac Efron. That was a great movie though.
The ending of it was kind of like the part where it kind of got me. So it was like when all the brothers kind
got
of like,
together.
You know,
yeah.
Cause it also reminded me of like my own rest in peace, my own little sister that was a stillborn. You know, so that kind of like, you get what I'm saying? It was like, dang.
But you need that, man. You need that cry sometimes, man.
I mean, I feel like crying sometimes, but I'm like, I don't got the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could cry. Like, hey, sometimes you want to cry in a corner, you know, just get a good cry.
But do I really have time to be crying right now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like if I'm glad even chance of meatballs, get back in there, like, tear.
You don't get paid to cry.
Get back up, get back in.
Can't get me today. Not for real.
Nah, we don't get paid to cry. You get what I'm saying? So keep pushing.
That's true. And facts. And that crying going to cost you something because it costs money to do everything today. So it's probably going to cost you bread.
That's a good point.
It's probably going to be like 50 cents a tear.
Yeah.
50 cents on the dollar. For a tear, every tear that drop down your cheek, it's gonna be a dollar. Somebody gonna be collecting in a little vial. They gonna, that's a dollar.
That's one right there.
Mm-hmm. Keep it coming.
What's it called? One thing about me, I don't know if it's just me, but like one reason why I don't cry anymore is because it burns. I don't know if that's normal.
It burns. You need to get that checked out, my guy.
I think you need to go to the doctor.
I think you need to see an eye doctor.
I think you need to see an eye doctor.
I don't know.
I'll send you my eye doctor. He helps me out.
Yeah. Please reach out to his eye doctor. Because he wonders.
He did wonders to his eyes.
Yeah. You should. If you didn't see his eyes from episode, what was that? Two? Three?
Two.
That was two.
He looked like he had a whole Sharingan. He had the Zika virus. So he had a Zika virus.
Stop saying that.
His eye was just completely red.
He put it out there.
You ever see World War Z?
Oh my gosh.
That was him.
That's crazy.
He keep putting that out there. I did not have the Zika virus.
Locked him in a room.
The Zika virus? It's crazy, bro.
Locked him in a room.
Stop this man, yo.
He probably had something. Pink eye, maybe.
Nah, it was worse. That shit was red. We knew it was from.
Yeah, we knew it was from.
Yeah, that was definitely the
shroud. I popped a lot of blood vests in my eyes. But anyways, I'll send you his card.
appreciate it.
No, you really got to check that out. It should not be burning.
I'm actually kind of concerned. Can we test that theory? No, I'm just playing.
It's the eyes are turning red. Oh my God.
Oh my Lord. Hold up. Cut
the episode.
Cut. That'd be crazy.
Nah, it hurts too much.
That'd be crazy.
What about you, Will? What movie makes you cry, man?
Oh, man. Movie? Probably the last movie was like, I think it was called Mercy. It was Michael B. Jordan. Or is it just Mercy or is it Mercy?
Mercy.
I don't know.
It was Michael B. Jordan and it was Jamie Foxx.
I hate Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, was that where he's a lawyer or something?
Yeah, he was a lawyer. And he was telling him that. Oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of jail. Yeah. And I was like, that's tough. And the whole movie theater got quiet and I was just like.
That's a rough one.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
That made you cry?
It did.
Bruh. He said that's light. He said that's light. That's light work.
Seeing the black man knowing that he can't get out of jail and that's it. You know that you got no reason to be in there.
I mean, that's just depressing. That's not cry worthy.
That's just real life.
Dang.
It's dang.
That is real life.
Why you be acting like that? Dang. That is real life.
That's life.
Double homicide.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, dog. Come on, man. But now, speaking of Michael B. Jordan, what's the movie that got him big? The Station.
Fruitvale Station.
I still have yet to see that movie.
Yeah, you gotta see it. It's good. It's a good
never
watch.
Never seen it, and it's been out for years.
Yeah, it's a good watch. It's a good watch.
Never seen it. Just seen him in Creed and Black Panther.
That's the first time you saw Michael B. Jordan? Mm-hmm.
You never seen Chronicle?
That movie's ass, though.
Well, Chronicles. Well, let's move on from that topic. Dang. All right, let's go on to let's get to our segment today, guys. It's called Things That Men Can't Do. So I'm gonna list off some of the things that men can't do, and if you guys got some more that you want to add, just throw them in there.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with number one, which is eat lollipops, eat glizzies, eat bananas,
glogadools,
use an umbrella. What? Blow on your food.
You can't blow your food?
No, you can't blow on your food. Now you're looking too, you know, zesty.
It's a little sus.
Yeah, a little zesty.
Why are you cooling your food down like that?
Yeah, why you cooling? You just take it in your mouth and just zow. You just gotta hold it in there. That's it.
You can't be out here breathing.
You can't
like,
be out here breathing.
You can't be breathing like a dragon either. You can't be like,
nah, don't do that. Cause you know that you're trying to call me out.
You be biting. You bit into that slice. You bit into that slice of pizza the other day. You was like,
nah, that's how you cool. That's how you cool.
Nah, you gassing it up. I was doing all that. But it was hot. Bro, moved up my mouth. Come on, bro.
You should have just kept your mouth closed and took it, dog. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bro, that's come on.
That's how you burn your mouth.
That is
for real.
That
let
is
me live,
the,
dog.
That
let
is
me
the
live.
Definition of diabolical.
Stop watching me eat.
All right. Next one is rocking a wife beater or tank top without tattoos.
Definitely can't do that.
For, wait, really?
That's criminal.
Yeah, yeah, that's criminal.
Yeah, what you doing? Or muscles.
Yeah, like, or muscles.
Doing? Okay, I'll give you that.
Or fall down and say ow if it hurts.
Yeah, you say ow, dog.
It's over for you.
It's over for you. You say ow, dog.
Nah, you guys gotta do the Peter Griffin. The...
Nah, you kind of got to curse and like play it off. You say, I swear to God, if you say ow,
you gotta be like humble.
Ow,
what's that? Humble.
Ow.
Next one is drinking too much water. Yeah.
These guys are hydrated.
How dare they be hydrated?
How dare they be hydrated? Yeah, you can't drink too much water.
All right, next, choking on food. You better just swallow it. And
yeah,
just
you better just die. You better not.
That's crazy.
Look how crazy you look choking on some food.
Hey yo,
that's wicked.
That's crazy.
The next one is running for the bus. It's either you catch the bus or you don't get it.
Oh, no. You better run for that bus.
Hey. Nah. You got your hand out.
You stick your hand out. Now you're zesty.
You stick your hand out. It's curious.
Nah, you got to look back. It's like,
The bus driver speeding up on purpose, dog.
That's not about. Come on, bro.
I don't like bus drivers.
Yeah. Next one is I already said run for the bus. Next one is going to brunch.
Wait, what?
Yeah, going to brunch.
It's zesty to go to brunch?
That's what they're saying. I'm just reading what they say.
Who's they?
TikTok. This is what the girls is writing down.
Go to brunch?
Jason is very offended by this one.
I see to go to brunch.
To brunch, yes.
Jason, we don't even go to brunch.
I don't. But I thought about Chris, who advocates for it. I'm trying to defend him.
Hey.
He said brunch me.
Yeah. Yo.
Oh my God.
Next one, which this is a crazy one. The next one is dance. You can't
dance.
Hey, if you dancing in a circle, you better look who's in the circle first. Do not go in the middle of that circle.
I will second that.
Do not go in the middle of that circle because I made that mistake. It's all dudes looking at you.
I made that mistake in Connecticut.
Yep, you can't do that.
Go in the circle, you better know how to dance. You know what I'm saying? Step up. Step up two. Step up three.
That's funny.
Step up four. Step up revolution. Like, come on, bro.
But there's
got served.
Like, but what he's saying, though, he's saying that you can't look up at your circle that you in
and
going crazy.
Only
in,
see
and
dudes.
All you're seeing is men.
Can't
There's no girls you mess with.
I mean, it depends on what you want to do.
You,
if you want to like, bag
sorry,
girls,
what?
And show, you know what I'm saying? But like, if you want to like, you know, show off your skill and pop your stuff.
To who?
To anybody. You know what I'm saying?
For what?
Because you can.
What you there for?
To have a good time.
I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Why are you at the club? Dancing.
To have fun. That's just
Malcolm,
me though.
Malcolm.
That's just me.
Malcolm.
That's just me. I don't go to clubs like that, but when I do, I just have fun. I'm different.
I'm different.
Okay. All right.
Oh man, you funny. He's out. Different.
The next one is sleep on your stomach.
Yeah, you sleep on your stomach with your ass up, dog. Like,
that's
come
it. You're
on. You're done.
Put the leg up?
You're done.
The leg up. Don't let him
you're
don't
done.
Let him swing. Don't
you're
let
done.
Him swing behind you.
I swear.
Swing,
you
what?
Swing, if you're swinging your feet. Oh, my
God. It's only when I talk to my girl. It's not.
Facts. It's like, yo, it's like, bro, who got you smiling like that? Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Swing your legs.
Stop.
Oh, my God, you blushing. Got you blushing.
How many times you walk into my room, I'm talking to somebody, you be like, why are you in that
why
position?
Why you
I'm
in
like,
that position, bro?
Be like, hey, yo, get up out my room, dog. Like, why you in here?
Mind your business.
I'll be on FaceTime. Who you talking to? Stop. Like, what you
talking? Blushing. Blushing. Red.
Oh, man. Go ahead. And the last two, it says cry, and then it says don't cry.
That's funny that we just talked about that, too.
Yeah.
So they don't want you to cry.
They don't want you to cry. But
okay,
but they want you to cry.
Who's they?
All I'm saying is, if
young
you,
ladies.
All I'm saying is, okay. You could cry, just don't be an ugly crier. If you an ugly cry, I might start laughing at you. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, with the lip thing. Like,
it's like, dog, just cry, dude.
Let it out. Stop playing it. Stop playing it. Let it out. Stop playing it. It's like,
especially time to cry.
Especially like when we be watching the movies and somebody dies and they're like.
Like, nah, dog, just die, dude. Like, just go, dude. Just like, it's over.
It's over. Oh my God. Your time is done.
Like, what are you doing?
The guy, get him out the movie.
Damn, men can't do shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Anybody got some any more of these men that can't do anything? It's like,
yeah, we can't laugh. Man, we can't have fun.
Can't be happy.
Speak your mind.
Can't speak your mind.
Can't be emotional. Can't be sensitive.
You can't be too hard.
Can't go after. Never mind.
Can't be sassy.
Never mind.
What's that list? I'm trying to find that list. I got.
Can't approach women. Yeah, you ever see that list on TikTok where it's like, oh my God, I hate when guys are just too nice, and then it flashes over to his notes and says, don't be too nice. I hate it when guys put their blinkers on when they're turning. Okay,
that's crazy.
Don't put blinkers on.
That's crazy. I'm trying to find that list.
She was one girl was like, oh my gosh, this dude dropped his glasses and he was looking for them. Oh my God, I got the ick. I'm like,
hold on, I'm gonna name a few. Hold on, I'm gonna name a few. It says,
she was like, it's my glasses. I can't see.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Things that men can't do: eat soup. Enjoy your pasta at a questionable level, okay?
Yeah, you slurping on them noodles, dude.
You're done.
Ordering stuff online. What? Be cold.
Yeah, you can't. If I see you shivering.
Don't you dare shiver. Don't you dare. You
be like, hey, you cold?
You go.
Nah,
just taking it.
Nah,
I'm good.
What was that shiver in your voice?
Nothing. Taking selfies. Okay, I can see that. Laughing at other men's jokes. What?
What?
Okay. Out having fun. Yeah. Okay.
Why?
Out having fun?
Why y'all so funny?
Yeah, what's so funny?
Why y'all so funny? Why y'all laughing?
Under 5'11". Okay.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Bro, 5'10 is...
What you trying to say?
My man got offended.
Nah.
That was like a reaction.
No, because people be want to be
my man got triggers.
Nah, because five in America, 5'8 is the average height. I am 5'10". I am above 2 inches above
but
average
these
height.
Ladies don't, you know what I'm saying? Want average.
But it's okay. It's okay. At least I know I'm 2 inches above average height in America. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you can sleep at night happy.
Just don't go to Norway.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Them women are
I think like 2 weeks. No, 2 months ago, I was actually in a club in New York and there was mad tall people there. I felt mad insecure, not going to lie. Even the women were tall. I was like, damn.
What, were they in heels?
Like NBA player. No.
That was them flat.
Yes.
Hey, we love you, Short Kings. Like, keep doing your thing.
I am not short.
Keep doing your thing.
You're seen.
Yes.
Enjoy flowers. Work in HR.
Hey, men don't get flowers until their funeral, dog.
I second that. Use a backup camera. Okay. Drink lemonade.
You better take backup camera.
You better.
You better look back with your eyes. I think on there, one of them says work 9 to 5. They don't want you to work at 9 to 5.
I did not see that one. So that's crazy.
If you work 10 to 6, that's better.
You better work 10 to 6.
10 to 6 is crazy. It says laugh more than once a day.
Oh dang.
Be anything other than the leader of their friend group. Let's talk about it.
I'm the leader of my friend group.
You notice how it got real quiet, Will? You looked right at me. You saw that?
I was waiting to see what was going to be said.
There's always a constant battle of who's the leader of our friend group.
Is there?
We're always battling.
Oh.
Me and you?
Yes, we're always battling.
Oh, you think you're the leader? If you think you're the leader, you could be the leader. I don't want to be the leader.
Well,
there's no battle. You can have it.
No. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes we do too much. We plan and everything. Like, man, you take it.
Yeah, we take
you
a
plan
lot.
Something.
Yeah, we take a lot of the initiative. But if you want to be the leader, by all means, you get all of the leader, leader responsibilities. Like, that means you planning everything. That means you hitting up everybody.
You started the group chat.
That means you finding the venues. You finding the restaurants. Planning the vacations. You booking the Airbnb.
We've been sharing that. When we go on vacations,
that's because it's just us.
That's true. You're right.
it's just two of us.
What group?
Oh my gosh. It definitely does say rock a white beater with no tats. That's a thing?
That's a thing. You can't do a lot of things without tattoos, dog. It's just
Jeez.
It's different.
Should I get tatted?
Y'all can't.
I'm saying.
Hey.
I don't rock a wife beater first of all, it's called a wife beater.
You don't wear a wife beater.
I don't wear tank tops, like in general.
Yeah, I don't see you.
Unless it's like dumb hot. Like in Texas, I wear a tank top.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, I don't wear wife beaters.
It was hot. Have y'all been to Texas?
No, I haven't. I haven't been out the country either.
Really?
No. I'm trying. Yet. I got my passport in January of this year, so I'm trying to.
Yeah, definitely get out, man. Mental health. For real. Like, get out of the country. You start to.
Yeah, it's important.
No, seriously. I'm not, man.
It's important to travel.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to.
Change your whole perspective.
Culture shock, for real.
Passport bros.
So,
passport bros. I think that's a healthy way of looking at it.
I don't care if it's zesty. If I can get five of my dudes like with the passport picture, we go.
You gotta do the passport and then the stars too, like the figures.
That's funny.
I don't care if that shit zesty or not. I'm doing it. I'm gonna be like Spain.
Come on, y'all. Oh man. All right.
So travel. So our next section or segment is going to be called Inconveniences.
Oh boy.
So I'm going to give you some inconveniences and you're going to tell me from what level from 1 to 5 it's going to be for you. So the first one is stepping in water with socks on.
Oh my God, I'll kill myself. 5.
5?
That's
how I'll give myself that spot. What's a 10?
You want to know?
Nah, I don't want to know.
It's a 1 to 5.
Oh my God.
Oh, am I in public?
Yeah, it's 1 to 5.
Okay. That'd be public? 2 for me.
No, you're at home. I'll see you at home. You're not in public.
Okay, if I'm at home and I could change my size,
yeah, that's
a 1.
That's a 1 or 2.
If I'm in New York and I'm wearing like my Crocs or something and I step in some water, because first of all, that's New York water.
That is New York water. That's
rat water. That's some rat
that's
swamp rat water.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That's some water with some big old mosquitoes in it. Mm. You don't know what pigeon just walked in that water. You don't know what bus tire just went in that water. You don't know what hobo just drank from that water.
That might not even be water.
Get the bump up.
Exactly. It might not even be water.
The bump bump is tough.
It's like, boom.
That's it.
Tough. Say you, it's the second you step into that puddle, your foot is blowing up.
I hate you, Will. That's tough.
Right there. Bum bump. Right there. The
bum bump is crazy. So
you got to cut your whole foot off at that point.
That's it. You're done.
Cut it off.
1 foot. Walk around 1 foot.
Oh, man. But at home, yeah, maybe like a 1.
Yeah.
So everybody 1.
Yeah.
All right.
1.
Cool. Next one. Waking up earlier than your alarm.
I do that every morning. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm like programmed to do that now.
Yeah, I'm used to it now.
Okay.
That's 5. Probably like
it's 5?
That's probably a 3.
Let me sleep.
Okay, that's 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So 3, 5. Okay.
More importantly, waking up on a day where I don't have to wake up. That's worse. Yeah.
That's right back to sleep.
I go right back to sleep.
Like one time I had a nightmare. I was like, oh my God, my assignment's due. Then I'm like, I'm 26.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
I'm like, what? Trigger me.
It's 11:59. Hold on.
I felt that in my soul, man.
I woke up. I was like,
for real.
I'm out of school.
What am I talking about?
Nah. I need y'all to answer me. How long did it take y'all to get over the anxiety after school? Like, once it was done, because you know you always had something to do. Like, you always had an assignment.
High school or college?
College. After college was done, you got no school now. How long did it take you to get over that?
I don't think it was anxiety for me. I think it was just more so like, all right, cool. Now I don't have homework. Awesome. And with my
But in the back of your head, you've been programmed since
I'd have cold sweats
elementary
sometimes.
School. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you always have something to do. Like, a test coming up or homework.
It was
kind of
like,
bam,
nothing.
Damn, I struggle with it. I had
nightmares that I was getting expelled. I'd wake up and be like,
dang.
I'd be like,
you guys traumatized.
Wait, nah, for real.
I'm not in school no more. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm going
back to school. It took me a while.
Like, you have them dreams that are just too real, yes, and you're
yes. Like in school. Yeah. I'm here. My head.
It's like, you ever see that meme of Denzel Washington?
Yeah, for real. Oh, man.
Scaring me.
No, I feel that though. I mean, for me, I probably say the same thing. Like, I didn't really have that, I guess, a crazy anxiety that shifted just because we graduated 2020, which was COVID year. So
that's true.
From March until I graduated was kind of already literally just nothing of happening.
Oh, from Silicon Valley.
All these You remember DJ Academics, right? Didn't he go to your school?
What?
Didn't he go to your school?
What?
DJ Academics?
What?
D, really? You went to Rutgers?
What?
Did you go to Rutgers?
I know that.
Who went,
you
to,
went to college?
Who went to Silly T, though?
You can't help yourself, sir.
I went to William Patterson.
You went to Silly P.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Silly P.
We went to Willie P.
Yeah.
Willie P. Oh, yeah. My bad. I got it. Because I drove past one of the billboards in Wayne, New Jersey the other day. And
oh,
I swear it said Silly P.
Must be Wayne another state or something. I don't know where you at. I don't know where you at.
I don't know where that was at. But anyway, back to the inconveniences. So we got
Malcolm's inconveniencing me right now.
Shut up, man.
That's an inconvenience. So we have Wi-Fi not working at home.
Oh, that's five.
That's five.
We had to deal with that. Like when we moved in. Oh my gosh.
Dude came in and said, "Oh, it's working." No, it's not working. Why am I paying this?
You don't got enough fiber optics, man. That's the problem.
I called him. I said, "I'm paying." They said, "Oh, your speed is supposed to be 2450 megabytes per second. You're only getting 400." I'm like, "You don't say." She said, "That's not good." Really? Excuse the hell out of me.
You're pissing me off, Suzanne. Like, please.
What am I paying $173
for
a month?
Real?
For,
why are we paying for this?
Shout out you, Comcast. Get your shit together.
All right, next one. All right.
Five.
So five. All right, cool.
Five.
All right, cool. Next one, ads.
I thought you said ass.
That's like a three for me. Because like, if I'm paying money, why am I, you know, watching
ads
still?
That's true.
Because like, I think HBO Max and Hulu.
Yeah,
they used to not, but then all of a sudden now
they started.
Yeah, and it's like, we're paying for the subscription already. Now you want us to pay extra for.
Well, that's a business move,
and
man.
Them Twitch ads be like a minute and 30 seconds, and there'd be four of them.
They'd
be like four.
You know, YouTube
of them.
They got two.
Yeah. I got YouTube Premium. I'm not going back.
YouTube, yeah.
I don't even need YouTube Music. I just need no ads. I'm not going back to ads on YouTube.
I feel that.
Ever.
Big ball.
Ever. So I would agree.
My fault.
I would agree with that.
Right. All right, next one. When you got your charger and it don't work.
Where are we?
Where am I? Yes. We here. Where am I?
We locked
say,
it. We locked
let's say
it,
you're at a place that you can't get a charger. So like this is you're outside.
Far.
I mean
you're on vacation.
I'll say you're at someone's house.
Far,
but like
they don't have a charger.
They don't got a charger for you.
What's your phone at?
I mean, all right.
What's your phone at?
Like the percentage.
What percentage is on?
Yeah,
it's probably like 15.
I feel like that's four.
That's not too bad.
Because then you could like just put it away. And have enough to get back home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be like, "All right, dog, I'm gonna catch you
right there."
I'm going right there. Yeah.
I got to charge my car.
Yeah. My car for a second.
I'm going.
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm in New York, then
like when we do gigs, I be pissed when the gig is over. and we're in the car and I ain't got and it's two hours away.
Yeah.
Like that one time, both our phones were dead and we didn't know where we were. I don't know how that happened.
I was like, "How? Both our phones? Come on, bro." Oh man. Yeah. So yeah, it depends on where I'm at.
Okay. Next one is breathing out of one nostril.
Oh, that's pisses me off.
I can't stand allergies. I'd fight allergies.
That's probably a four. I feel like not being able to breathe out of both, that would make it a five for me.
You ever see that germ commercial with the big germ walking around? I fight him. His hands on sight. I'm fighting him.
I thought about
like his hands. It's got to be hands. I can't breathe out one of my nostrils, and you going for the other one? It's not free candy over here. Is you going for the other one?
Mally, I thought about that boy that he was fighting demons,
bro.
All I heard was my hot you. I can hear it through the wall. I'm like, you good?
I sneeze five times a morning, dude. Like, it's just in a row. Man. It's five times.
Never that morning, I thought you were dying, son. I'm like, you good, man? What's going on?
You can't sneeze either.
Yeah, can't sneeze.
Man. That's true.
That's true.
I hate allergies. Yeah, and you can't sneeze. If you say I'll chew, it's curtains.
Oh, it's done. You're done.
Cook. Get a load of this guy.
Look at him sneezing.
How dare you? Get a load of this.
What happened? The tree got you?
Yeah.
Look at you.
He said, look at you getting messed up by some pollen.
Weak.
Weak.
Goddamn tree nut. Look at that.
That's crazy. My God.
Crazy Will.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
Season three. Man. Anyway, so the next one, right? The next one is using the bathroom and forgetting to change the toilet paper. So now,
like my own bathroom?
Yeah. Let's say you're at your own bathroom.
Somebody else uses my bathroom.
No, not you're. Let's rephrase that. You're at someone else's bathroom.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And they don't got the toilet. They got the little bit of left the toilet paper that you just pull out once, and that's it. And now you're like, oh, I need some toilet paper.
Dang, where the dude wipes?
I never had that problem because I use dude wipes. And this episode is brought to you by dude wipes. If you're gonna do your duty, wipe.
You put that supposed to
be bang.
All right. Oh.
Bad. Bang.
Oh man. Nah, that does piss me off.
So it does piss you off.
Yeah, like.
Like, dang,
especially if it's not my house.
Like, change your toilet paper. You knew you was having guests over.
For real. For real.
Especially if you used the bathroom before me. How much toilet paper did you use before me?
Mm.
You was only in here for 5 minutes. What did you do?
What did you do?
That's it. That's a good question.
You saw that there was no toilet paper in here and you still didn't change it? Like, what's wrong with you?
Rapping about the toilet paper.
Five.
You know, if you're wrapped around the hair, it's just bad. So I was like, why? Come on, dog.
Yeah, yeah. You it like that.
So now I got a question involving toilet paper now since we're talking about it.
Yo,
I
like
that. Oh, that's
out.
Yo, like that. You funny, Malcolm.
Just like that. So I have a question about toilet paper involving when you're at someone's house. So have you ever judged someone by the ply of toilet paper that they own?
Oh, here we go, Malcolm. Go ahead, answer.
No, I don't have any passionate about or this. Opinions about toilet paper.
Over or under?
Oh, definitely over. Over. If you're an under, like, Jason, your toilet paper in your bathroom goes under, by the way. I had to fix it.
That was you?
Yes.
I was wondering who did that.
Yes, that's unacceptable. Toilet paper has to go over, just so you guys know.
Says who?
Says me.
So it doesn't matter the ply, though.
No. I mean, if your toilet paper like mad thick, like if you're using the Charmin Ultra Soft, like you just like unclogging your toilet. Cause, like, I know your toilet clogs. You can't imagine you using Charmin Ultra Soft and you.
Yeah.
They're done. Oh, they're done.
Nah, but
go ahead and get that plunger, dog.
You might as well have the plunger in your back pocket.
For real, Charmin. Nah, but
you guys know the ply where it's kind of like very see-through thin that they kind
of. I hate that,
bro. Like it's Scott. Like if you need a literally.
Now you do have to do that. You do have to do that. You do have to
get a lot.
You do have to do that. There, yeah.
If you only take a little bit, you go poke right through it.
Oh, that's it. That's tough.
And then go right to your finger.
Now you got the boo hand.
Nah, wait.
Tight. Come on, son.
Now you got the dookie fingers.
Now you got the dookie fingers.
I'm saying. Yeah,
y'all different, son.
Don't walk.
You know why I hate that? You know why I hate that toilet paper? When you're trying to line the seat and there's the air vent is just blowing it.
Oh,
away.
It's blowing it. So right when you get it lined up,
you sit there like Asher, go. You like trying to hold it.
Hold on, you still sit down?
We talk about yes, to sit down.
You sit down on public with you.
Yeah, but you line the seat.
You don't put
you
toilet.
You don't
paper.
Do that. Wait, you do that?
I put toilet paper. You know how many?
You
know how many lines?
What do you mean?
What? Y'all still do that?
What do you? What do you? What do you squat?
I hover.
That's uncomfortable.
No, that's different.
Nah, because it's not work.
Let me tell you the reason why hovering is bad. Let me tell you why hovering is bad. Because if you're hovering, it's bad for your knees and you're clenching. If you're clenching, that means you're gonna cut off a piece of the poop that falls in.
Come on,
stuck in your ass. Now, if you're sitting down and you're relaxing, hold on. I'm preaching. If you sit down and you relax, it all flows out naturally.
I mean, yeah, but it's a public restroom. People pee all over the seats. Granted, when I was younger, I probably did some wild stuff, but you know.
No. Wait, let's unpack that.
Wrong
what do you mean?
He me wrong. No, what do
you
mean by that?
You was raw ass in the toilet, though?
No.
All Diddy with the toilet seat?
No,
that's unhealthy.
In a sense of how some people use the bathroom, like, you know, when I was younger, not gonna lie, when I was like middle school, sometimes okay, I, you know, just different. Did some wild stuff just because, you get what I'm saying?
What's the
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was about to
nah,
say.
He peed all over the toilet
yeah,
seat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Disrespectfully.
Oh, you one of them?
No. That was like when I was like 9, 10, bro.
You a Wyatt?
No.
Wyatt?
No. Nah, but you gotta hover, man. Y'all gotta work on your hovering technique.
I'm not hovering over a toilet,
nah, that's too much work. All right, so bet.
The hovering is a lot of work.
What happens if there's no toilet paper?
What happens if you
so
slip?
You're gonna I
go
hold
to another.
It?
No, I go to another stall.
What happens if there's no toilet paper at all in the restroom that you are in?
Then I'm sure you. On the floor,
yeah,
like,
what are you
talking about? You would do that on the floor, but not hover in the toilet.
I got dude wipes. I could take a shit in the middle of
the
highway.
He don't want you to put your butt on the seat.
Do you actually bring Dubites with you everywhere?
Yeah,
you go?
Nah, he does. Yeah. He does. Nah,
you're one of those people. Respect. Absolutely. Yeah, he respect.
Does. If you're not using baby wipes, you're not an adult.
You said baby oil?
Come on, I come, say baby on oil. Come on, come on, yo.
We
trying to be healthy, healthy men, healthy men.
You oiled up. Wait, hold on.
All
I'm saying is, like, the amount of toilet paper that I put down on the seat before I sit down, I don't want to feel the coldness of the toilet
seat. That's right.
I don't want to feel anything from the toilet seat.
That's right.
I can't do that. I got to
Especially, it'd be pissing me off at work because we have the ones that you can put down that cover the entire seat.
Hold up, hold up.
But the toilet is automatic, so as soon as I put that shit down, it's sucking it right in. And then I sit there. I got my pants around my ankles. I'm like,
nah, I look crazy.
Nah, you gotta be like, you gotta do it real quick. Like,
nah, I look crazy.
Yeah.
So wait, I have a question for you then. So you're saying since you hover, so are you still making the nest in the toilet? Or are you just no nest and you're just hovering over?
What do you
the
mean
seat?
Nest?
So I call a nest is when I take all the toilet paper and I put it around the seat first before I sit down.
No, never, that's a waste of time. If I'm hovering, why
so
I'm
now you're just
that?
Hovering.
No,
with the toilet
I,
seat
no,
just nothing
okay.
on screen.
Okay. Nest is insane.
I hover
I'm taking it.
And make sure that I'm literally right over it, so I don't like leave dookie on.
Yeah, but what if one of your thighs touches the toilet seat?
Yeah.
No. Oh no.
Oh, that's so you out here like you out here like this.
Show him. That's crazy. Yes. That's crazy.
That's what
he's
doing,
yo. Bro, I am not doing that. Bro, because I don't even like public restrooms. Like, if I have to use a public restroom, I like to go in and out, bro. In and out. If I do all that extra stuff, that's more time. You know what I'm saying?
That's
now, you got to
so,
get
that's
in
so much
and
effort.
Out.
That's
no,
so
it's
effort.
Not. It's so much effort just to like take the make a nest.
That's so much effort.
That's why we do leg day. That is why men do leg day. That's why squats are so good.
Listen. You. Nah, I don't know how bad the poops that you gotta take are, but nah. I got enough time to if I gotta take a poop in public, I'm layering.
Nah,
I'm
that's
layering.
Too much work.
I'm layering.
Y'all talking about crying? This is a good cry right here.
Oh my god.
RIP Will. RIP Will.
Yo, that was funny, but Will's laugh baby.
Oh my god.
Yo, oh wow. My god. Now nah, you funny, bro. Nah. Malcolm, you so annoying as I yo, it got up and showed it.
I wanted to see if that was what he meant. God. That's what you meant? You hovering?
I mean,
oh my gosh.
I would assume it's not like I can float. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You gotta make sure.
I can't Chris Angel myself.
You gotta make sure your legs.
I'm just trying to understand how you're hovering over a toilet with your pants around your ankles, bro. I'm trying to understand. How are you holding yourself up?
I don't bring it down to my ankles.
Wait, so yeah, hold up. Wait.
Yeah, reenacting again.
Wait.
The most I'll go is probably like right above the knee. Because then like all the work is up there. I'm not demonstrating it. I want to move on from this topic. Like,
all right, cool. We can move on.
You're clipping me too much.
Nah. Oh yeah, we're
gonna be all clips. Like 10 clips on you.
All clips. We clipping you. Hey,
yo, get ready for TikTok.
Say we loaded up the chamber.
Load them up.
I'm crying.
Hey,
oh,
yo.
Man, that was funny. All right. So I got two more inconveniences. The first one, or the second to last one, is a restaurant that you go to that doesn't have Apple Pay. How much of an inconvenience?
I don't really
is that?
Use Apple Pay.
That's
so
a five for me. I don't carry cash.
You use that? Oh, so you just use straight cards?
I mean, well, I use my phone now. Because I think after COVID, everything kind of moved towards digital, which is really convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I literally just have my phone and I leave my wallet at home or in the car, then it's if it's in the car, then that's just a four. But if I don't got it, then that's
probably
a five.
It's probably a one for me. If they don't
I'll probably
Apple
walk
Bay,
out.
I'll just leave.
I'll just leave.
Gosh, I'm like, what you expect me to do?
They gonna be like, you ain't got no cap. I'm be honest with you. Call the cops.
It's crazy. It's not looking good for me.
I mean, I wouldn't mind like Zelling or paying like the actual person that works there. You get what I'm saying? But I feel
that's a good point.
But then I feel like the restaurants themselves probably wouldn't allow that for some weird reason. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't want the waiter or the waitress taking the money. So like, you can't like, who do you Zell if you don't have the money at? But who, when is the owner there? To be
honest. Hey. Manager? Yeah, I don't know. The shift leader?
But the manager can take the money.
Just have Apple Pay. It's convenient for everybody. Take
I don't have
cash.
Apple Pay. I just have it cards on my phone. That like, is ready
Apple
to
Pay.
Go.
That's Apple Pay.
Like, what?
That is Apple Pay?
Yeah, that's Apple Pay.
I thought Apple Pay was the card.
How old
no,
are
no, no,
you?
No. That's Apple card. How Apple Pay is when you have
this. Apple. You confusing dog. You confusing me, dog.
How old are you?
Are we kind of the same age? Yo. Or
oh, man.
So what are you, 40?
Yes, I have Apple Pay. Yes, I have Apple Pay. I ain't confused, man. Apple this, Apple that. Like, come on, bro.
He's been in the basement too long.
Oh, man.
Free him.
Say, hold up. Apple. Clip.
Golly. Apple this, Apple that. Yes, I have Apple Pay. Thank you.
All right. Jesus.
Don't you just hate when you just get up to go out in public and the public be there? Like, that's just so annoying. That's just so annoying. No, that, like, the that, audacity.
I really feel that so much because it's like, imagine you're sitting there waking up and you're like, you know what? 9 o'clock, who's really out here that's going to be bothering
for real?
And then you go somewhere to a store and you're like, why is everybody here?
Packed.
Aren't y'all in school? Don't you got so class?
I go
what's
in,
going on?
I go into the office at 6 a.m. and I'm like, all right, it's going to be nice and quiet. Nobody's here. Get there. There's four people there. Good morning. I'm like, okay. Shut up. Shut up. Why are you here?
That's an inconvenience.
Person? This is my thing. I'm
that's
not.
An inconvenience right there. Nah.
I'm a morning person when I'm at the airport.
I bet
that's true.
Are.
Everywhere else,
nah, you gotta make sure you on time for the airplanes, man.
Like, leave me alone.
Absolutely,
bro.
Absolutely.
I hate missing flights because then it's like I spend.
You missed a flight?
I have.
Never.
Why are you lying?
Never.
Okay.
Oh wait, I missed that one. Just
okay,
one.
I'm
that
about to
one.
Say,
that
why are
one.
You lying?
That was one. That was one. I'll give you that one.
Don't say stuff like I don't know
reason.
Everything about
never.
You.
But that was a good reason. That was a good reason.
Yeah, break it down. I'm packing for us.
No. It's confidential. I'll tell you after.
Oh,
I'll tell you after.
Okay, all
right. I'll tell you after. But you missed multiple flights?
Chat.
I don't even remember.
Audience.
Damn, I think bro. It was. I think it was know. Only one.
It
I
was
really
a good
missed.
Reason.
One or two. Oh. But I think it's really just one. And then yikes. The other one, I just like, I wanted to sleep more, so I just pushed it to a later time.
I've never so missed a flight.
Oh, my fault.
He said, "My fault."
I need to get on his God tier level.
You do because I'm excited to leave New Jersey, so I'm not missing the flight. Facts, like, facts. I'm gone. My flights are always early, so like you know, and I'd be at the airport. I'd be like,
happy, yeah. Happy.
Oh, you're dancing,
but watch yeah. Malcolm
dance,
on the way back.
You can't dance.
Watch
can't
Malley dance. On the way back, man. That man's depressed.
I'll be zesty. I'll give up. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Stupid, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
Them yeah, dancing ass niggas. That's what they called. That's what that dude called us in Atlantic
did.
City.
He was pissed.
He was so mad.
He was so mad at us for no reason.
He was mad y'all was dancing?
Because we took his girl.
We took one of his girl. Like
oh, in Atlantic?
Yeah. Atlantic City. Yeah.
He's bad.
Y'all tag teamed?
Whoa.
Hold on. No. Not like that. Not like that. But y'all tag teamed?
Don't move the bike. No. We was yikes. We was chilling.
Oh.
We had all the attention pretty much because we were just dancing, chilling. And then
at a club?
It was at
the pool, Harris.
Harris, thank you.
It's
yeah,
valid. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out Harris.
It was dope. It was a good night. We had a lot of attention from a lot of girls.
The music
blah,
was
blah.
Bumping. You know, we
music
weren't
was bumping.
We weren't dancing in a circle. We made like our own just thing, and people were vibing because we knew how to dance. And this dude, he was trying to talk to the girls that were vibing with us because we knew how to dance. And so when we were walking out the club, he said, he called somebody's name. I think it was like
it was
Chris or something.
It was Chris. Now
and
we
turned,
know
he said
Chris's.
Chris. He said mad times. And we turned around. We was like, what? He was like, I ain't talking to you dancing ass niggas. I said, damn, you hating ass niggas. Like, why are you mad?
We all of that shit like, did he really just say that?
Did he really just say that to three other dudes with a security guard there? What you finna do? Do it.
For real. We
do
like,
it.
Come on, dog.
Hit me.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Hit me.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
You ain't gonna do
me.
It.
Hit me.
I dare you. Navy's mad.
Yeah. They be hating.
I miss VHS tapes, though. Not gonna lie.
VHS?
Yeah. Okay, they need to bring them back. I miss them.
No, they do not need to bring that back. They do not need to bring VHS back.
I mean, granted, it had its struggles. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it started messed up, you got to have to, like, open it up. And then
worry
like,
about. We talk about inconveniences. That's inconvenient.
Talk about shit you can't do. You can't take the tape out and blow
on. Oh, yeah. You can't blow on no cartridge. You can't blow on no cartridge right there.
I just remembered. With the VHS, we would have to, like, rewind. The rewind process was so annoying.
How dare you? How dare you sit there and try to blow your phone?
Take alcohol out and wipe it off. You're cooked. It's done.
How dare you?
Throw it away. Throw it in the trash.
You got your PlayStation 2. You got your memory card. Don't blow on it.
Don't blow it.
Oh,
you take that shit out. If I see your lips pucking.
You stupid Malcolm. Stupid.
Definitely had to blow on a Game Boy cartridge. Oh, not gonna lie.
True. Oh, yeah, Game Boy?
Okay. Yeah, Game Boy Advance SP, though. Black.
Memories.
That was very specific.
Yeah, that was tricky.
Not
the regular Game Boy, the Game Boy, but, you know,
so
square box.
Speaking of video games, how much does that do for your mental health?
A lot.
How much does video games do for your mental health?
A lot, and that's exactly why I told you girls to buy your man the most recent game coming out. It's important.
It is important.
That's how we escape.
Reality.
Yeah.
Someone said it's like when girls wear makeup. It's escape reality. I said,
Come on. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Girls don't understand that. They don't understand that it's escape for us.
That's what I'm saying. To get on the game, like they'd be like, but you be yelling at the game. Okay, but that's different. Like, it's different.
You sound frustrated. I am frustrated. I'm not winning.
That's how I know I'm having a good time.
Exactly. I'm invested.
She'd be like, well, what are you even yelling at? Look! You show her a clip. Look!
How'd he kill me? How did he do it? How did he shoot me?
Look at the kill cam.
I shot him first. Look, that's a headshot.
You tried. I thought so.
Look at this. Look at it. It's lagging. Look, it's lagging.
This game's lagging. Oh my God.
Said, what did I do?
Yeah. What did I do?
Said, why am I lagging?
Yeah. Video games are so important for men's mental health. It's like, that's our outlet.
Absolutely.
It's important to have outlets, you know?
Yes.
If you don't have an outlet, where does all that pent up aggression go?
Please.
That's very true.
Into the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Malcolm.
And women, if you do have a man that's playing video games, let them enjoy the game that they're playing.
Don't stand in front of them.
Don't sit there.
See that, Jason?
I know. Will was smooth with it. That's why I looked at Will. Will be smooth with it sometimes, man. He's like, nah. So, nice topic.
What are some outlets that's what you were asking?
Oh, no. I was just saying that for women, just make sure you let, you know, your guy play the game, you know. Sometimes, don't sit here and try to block the screen and be like, you choose me or the game.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to choose the game.
I'm going to make me more stressed.
Yeah, I'm going to choose the game.
The game don't talk back to you.
The game don't talk back to me.
It just does what you want it to do.
The game turns off when I need it to. You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
When I'm done playing the game, I can get back into my life. Like, it's not stressing me out.
Facts, bro. Facts.
What else?
Video games are important.
Like, I have something to look forward to. Like, the new games coming out, you know? Mm.
True.
Get excited.
You know? Oh, you get excited.
Yeah. That GTA 6, I'm gonna get it.
You know how much stuff has happened before GTA 6
for real?
We have a new Black Ops coming. That's crazy.
Oh man,
it was like, damn, we about to have a women's president all before GTA 6.
That's crazy.
Everything happened in the world but GTA 6. Oh man,
do you think she's gonna win?
Oh no. I don't really.
I don't know.
We don't really talk about politics here.
Yeah, I don't know. But make sure you go. Make sure you do go out and vote. Yeah, whoever you please. Vote for,
every vote matters.
Go out and vote.
That's right. All right. I got a question real quick.
Okay. I'll let you guys go crazy.
What's name? Some questions out here. Is dad bod the new six pack?
No, because girls hate them.
They hate dad bods.
I have a dad bod. I don't get no play.
What's so funny?
Yeah, my fault. I can't laugh.
You really think dad bods are the new six pack? Are girls into dad bods as much as they are into six packs?
I feel like they say they are, but I feel like they still want the jacked 6 foot dude.
Six packs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not even six pack, but like fit, you know?
Hmm. You think so?
They want the gym guys. Yeah, I would think so.
I feel like there's a level of fitness that you have to be in. Like, you can't, like, some people like the really, 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 you know, you know what I'm saying? Like the Terry Crews type build, but that might be too much
for some people. Yeah. Some people don't like that.
But then, like,
that's a big nigga.
Is...
Why you say it like that, bro?
Easy white chocolate. Nice. Like, come on, yo. That's menace. He's a menace.
That's the facts.
But that's true, though. You make a good point. Like, some girls don't like that. That's just
that is the definition of sinister.
Okay, so subjective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because, you know, all these shows still, like Love Island and Bachelor, Bachelorette, they're all fit. They're
but
all
they don't fit. End up together like that.
Yeah, but still, that's still the, they're like, that's smashing. Still the, but that's still the picture that they're painting for, like, yeah, what is yeah, looked yeah. for and what's that's high true. And what's sought after. Yeah. But you don't see one with normal people on it. But you don't.
Okay.
Because it's like reality TV, like, I know it's not uh-huh. not reality, but they call it reality, you know? And that's what everybody's like striving to be. Like, that's why all girls want the Kim K body and all that stuff. Like, yeah. that's why a lot of girls look the same.
A lot of these girls end up with some people that don't look like that at all.
Do they have money?
That's a very good point.
Come on now.
That's a very good point.
Look at Drewski. Drewski big as hell, but he rich.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
And he funny. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's a funny dude.
You make a girl, you make a girl laugh enough, her eyes are closed, she can't tell how ugly you are.
Oh my God. Okay.
Shout out Drewski. Hey Drewski, if you want to be on the pod, we'd love to have you on the pod, Drewski. Shout out you.
That would be fine.
Actually, what's it called? My cousin actually knows a connection if you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I'll joke.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's talk to me nice.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up.
Buffalo.
Oh my God. All right, I got one more question. At what age do you officially start grunting when sitting down?
I was thinking of something else.
I don't want to embarrass myself because I do that shit now.
Will.
I've been long day.
You start grunting.
What's an appropriate age to start grunting?
Be like, sit down.
I'm in pain.
I mean, it depends. You know, sometimes it could be today, you know? You know, you get one of the...
So 27.
All I know is that when I lay down in my bed, I'm stretching out to capacity. Ooh. I'm stretching out to capacity. You know,
his body done totaled him. You better slow down, partner. You better slow down now.
My legs were like, this was not in the agreement. You said you were going to say.
So, yeah. All right, go ahead, Will. So my question for you is, for all the guys here, mm-hmm. Can men be depressed?
Yes.
I'm depressed right now.
Can they be depressed?
Yes.
Yes. Everything's possible.
Okay.
It won't be looked at the same way as if women are depressed. But...
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But when I crash out, like, oh, then
now you're paying attention.
Now people start taking this.
Now you're paying attention, huh? Oh, my gosh. You make a good point, Malcolm. Like, I think it's when you snap.
When I snap, now then, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
And then when I do something I'm not supposed to do, now you start to think, oh, did he have something wrong going on in his head?
True.
That's when you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Not before.
Yeah.
Well, I would say there's a time frame, I would say. Like, if you're in a relationship, a girl gives you a certain amount of time to be depressed. After that, they're like, yo, get up, do something. Like, you can't just sit there and be depressed. Like, depressed people, they'll kind of like do nothing. I'll just kind of float with life. But after a certain time, I feel like a girl's going to be like, yo, I need you to get up. Like, man up. Do something. So I honestly think
you should
think
also
that's
want that for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Cause like, but that's you have yourself. To have, I'm saying how society may see.
And sometimes you just might not be ready, and that's not what you need as well.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes you just might need that extra comfort, or you might need that, all right, get up, let's go to therapy.
Yeah.
Let's go find a therapist. Let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not like get up and man up, be like, no, I'm sad. Like, let me cry.
Right, not.
So
I laugh.
So to continue on to that question about being depressed, who do you speak to when you are depressed?
Jason.
That nigga. That nigga. That guy right there.
We go on a Sonic run. That's what
a
we
Sonic
do.
Run?
We do. We got
Sonic,
we
Sonic
runs. Runs.
Sonic
yeah.
or Wendy's, whatever one's open.
Sonic, yeah, we just have run. Food runs. We're emotional eaters. Sonic.
Okay.
That's how you know it's bad. Jason, get up. We're going to Sonic.
Yeah, that's how
you know it's bad when I drive all the way to his house when he used to live in a different town, and then we go all the way back to where I live, just go to Sonic. Mm-hmm. Like, that's bad.
Nah, for real. When I was going through some things, I called Malcolm. I'm like, all right, man. Need a Sonic one tonight.
Just need to vent.
That's it. So just venting. I would just say venting to Depends to the boys, man.
Sit there with my nerds clusters because I can't eat chocolate.
But I always think about the boys. I always think about the boys. I feel like there's safe space.
What about you, Antonio?
Who do I talk to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're depressed. Like, when you're sitting there down and out, you're over here trying to figure out, like, where am I going to get my next acting gig at? Like, you really locked in to being depressed. Like, who are you going to talk to?
I mean, I'm not to sound crazy, but I think I just talk to myself. Like, I saw.
I wasn't laughing. At all.
I mean, not like.
Stop laughing because Antonio laughed. Like.
Yeah, okay. Nah, but I think like.
It's like he thought about it. Maybe that does sound crazy. Nah, go ahead, man.
Nah, but I think for myself, I think now we're getting serious. I self-reflect a lot. And then when I feel overwhelmed, I like my relationship with my mom kind of got better. I feel like you're laughing. You're laughing still?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, you better not.
I'm good.
Catch these hands.
I'm trying to be serious. Okay. I was laughing. Look, you know when you're serious moment and you try not to laugh? That's what just happened. Because I was there, I was locked in, and then I looked at Malcolm. Don't look at your boy, bro.
What made it worse is I heard the little whimper. Yeah.
I was like, what?
go ahead. My fault.
I self-reflect a lot. I hear the whimper.
That's real. I didn't laugh this time.
I'm trying to lock in.
All right, lock in. Lock in, King. All right. So I self-reflect a lot, but if I want to talk to someone, I definitely go to my mom a lot.
What are you laughing for, man? Come on, dog.
What's that
doing? You sitting like,
I'm waiting to hear what he said.
Dang, taking me as a joke. I walk off this set right now.
I'm just here waiting to hear what he has to say.
I said it multiple times. I kept getting laughed at.
Nah, you say you talk
to your mom, though.
Yeah. Like, outside of myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good support system.
Which is
system.
Good, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, though.
It definitely got better over the years.
Sometimes talking to yourself is good. It's not like you're crazy or anything. Be like, are you talking to yourself? I'm having a business meeting. Relax.
I mean,
it's for me and me.
It's more so like internally, you get what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing, Antonio? I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's all happening in my head, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking it out.
But you talk to your mom too, who's very
Well. I'm glad my relationship with her got better over the years. So like, definitely is something that I'm happy to say, you get what I'm saying? Especially like, she doesn't live with me no more, so.
Yeah. Nah, shout out to the moms, for real.
Yeah, W moms.
Will?
Yeah, I used to
Malcolm,
back in the day, man, I used to talk to my dad.
Oh my God, that's why I laughed. Because I knew he was going there. I knew he was going to do this.
He can't help himself, man.
I knew he was going to do this.
Every time.
Go ahead.
So I have a friend. His name is Justin. I speak with him. I've known him since pre-K. So yeah, I speak to him about my problems if I do have any. And if I don't speak to him, I don't really talk to nobody. I just be by myself.
It's the way he started.
So that's how
I have a friend.
His name is Justin. He's a great guy. Yeah. Great guy. So Justin.
Shout out Justin,
man. You're doing great, man.
Do you think all guys talk to themselves though? Like more than anybody else?
I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
I'm my best friend. So.
Like when you're having issues.
I'm my best friend.
No.
I'm my best friend.
I feel like certain dudes kind of like know they're going through something but choose not to address it at all. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
what?
In a way that they are still struggling with it.
You make a good point.
You know what I'm saying? And not like, yo, let me stop what I'm doing. What's going on? Right. You know what I'm saying? They just keep going. And
I do agree that guys nowadays project more than they kind of like work things out and reflect. And that's why, like, violence, like, for no reason, too. Violence in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just don't have anything motivational to say. If you want to crash, I'll do it. I support you.
Don't say that, bro.
I love me.
Don't say
people
that.
Nowadays.
I love me enough for the both of us.
They wild now, for real.
You trust me.
Exactly.
A lot of people nowadays
don't
know
you've been through more than most of us.
Emotions.
Facts. That's true.
What are you
afraid
of?
What is that?
Come on.
Darling, you give, but you cannot take love.
Man. When that song came out, I was like, Jen, she's on a run. Mm-hmm. That's, love me some Janae Aiko.
That's Janae Aiko.
You don't know
that's,
from Time, though?
That's
Dream.
Nah.
Look at how he stand up.
Like, Janae Aiko from Time?
Nah. Yo, I mean, I mess with Big Sean, though.
Please
shout out Big
play
Sean.
The song.
Big
play
Sean's
song,
like
Malcolm.
My favorite
that's,
rapper.
That's that Drake.
Please play the song, Malcolm.
Hold on.
You gotta, hear that, bro. Nah,
you know the song Moments?
By
with
who?
With her and Big Sean.
And Big Sean. I probably heard it. Was it 20?
These
was
are
on,
the moments in time.
2022? Was it on that album?
I think so. It was like the one with the green and red kind of looking like a hieroscope.
I don't need you, but I want you.
Janae Aiko had a hold on me, son. Sheesh. You ever heard this?
Oh, this is the song?
Yeah, you never heard this?
I've heard this before.
Have you heard that album?
But I choose to ignore.
Huh? You about to rap?
Yeah, I'm like, you about to spit?
Oh, you pimping, you sniffing, simping on something?
Oh, okay.
What's up?
This song is healing right here.
As a matter of fact, I think I might end the episode on this song.
I don't need you. That's the song, right?
Hold on. That'd be hard.
Oh,
hold on.
End this with the background.
End it with this?
In the background? That's kind of hard.
Wait, hold on. We got some more questions if you want to end it, though.
I love me enough for the both of us.
Don't look at me when you say
that's
that.
Hard. Did you like, trust what? Me though?
Don't point me. And look at. I gotta look the other way. You're making me uncomfortable.
I know you've been through more than most of us.
Okay, thank you.
What are you? So what are you?
What are you so afraid of?
What are you afraid of? What you afraid
darling
of?
You.
Darling.
Darling?
Darling you.
Darling what you give?
You give, but you cannot take love.
Hard. Oh, here we go.
Damn, why couldn't Big Sean be like all the other niggas that fumble?
Hey, yo. Because Big Sean the GOAT. That's
tough.
Big Don.
Tough.
Sean Don.
Yeah, just hold that because
yeah.
I need to hear that on the way out at the end.
I need to hear that on the way out. It's funny.
And the last question is for everyone.
Last question.
The last question for everyone. We need to know. How hard is it to be a man? Talk to me.
It's actually kind of easy, but
yeah, we've kind of, you know,
it's kind of easy.
We've been doing it for 20 plus years.
I could pee anywhere I want.
Okay.
That's
right
the
there.
Side of bathroom right there.
Right there.
And you can poop wherever you want. You got dude wipes.
Hey, you got there, there you go. Go.
Come on. Now,
girls got to go to a bathroom. I could go to a fence. I could go to a tree. I could go to the side of somebody's house. I could pee on somebody's car.
Grass. Oh my God.
I feel like it's to address your question, I think it's kind of hard to be a man, especially nowadays, because everyone has their own expectation of what a man is. And I think it gets misconstrued a lot with different definitions of what it is to be a man. And growing up, like, if I didn't necessarily fit the norm of what certain boys were doing, granted, like growing up, or you know what I'm saying? It would be more so like I'm looked at like an outsider, or I'm not really a dude or a man, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's just like where the issue lies, where young men that are coming up, they need to be raised to, you know, accept who they are, be comfortable with who they are, and raised on good morals and... You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
So that's my personal take. Everybody has their own thing. So, you know.
I kind of agree with you. No, I kind of agree with you. It's like walking on eggshells a little bit out here. So I kind of agree with you.
I mean, I would also say that, you know, being a man in this day and age could definitely be difficult. You know, you got to, you know, make sure you're not sassy. You got to make sure you can't eat bananas in public. You can't be having glizzies in public.
Amen.
You gotta make sure that you
I
know you can't
down on the glogodon.
Come on.
Shaboing boing down the throat ski.
Come on. All right,
so yeah.
Shaboing boing is crazy.
You also gotta make sure you're not too emotional. You gotta make sure that you gotta be a
but
provider.
But that's the thing. It's
I think it's both hard and easy to be a man. I think being a man gives you a lot of advantages. I think physically gives you a lot of advantages, and social economically gives you a lot of advantages. I think on the more of the mental side, it is hard to be a man because you can't really express yourself. You're not really allowed to be sensitive. You're not really allowed to have any feelings. You really kind of just got to get up and get over it. So also, anything you do is looked at in a negative light. If you walk up to a girl, it's looked up as a negative thing, like you're trying to get with that girl or whatever. You might just be walking up to say a nice compliment to a person, but it's looked up as you're approaching them in a negative way.
Or trying to hit on them.
Somebody drops, a girl drops their wallet. You're like, excuse me, miss, I have a boyfriend. Or rape, you know, which is a very real thing. It is a very real thing. That is a serious subject. But in that situation, I'm just trying to say, hey, man, you dropped your wallet.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of the negative light because of people that make those poor decisions. We have to eat that, you know, and that does make it hard to be a guy. But I think it's give and take. I think it's both easy and hard. And I think there's two sides to every coin. I think it's like right in the middle of the fence. So that's my actual opinion to your question. I can be serious sometimes. You know, so.
I like that. Jason.
I concur.
I think I agree more with Malcolm.
Of course.
No,
it's okay. Get your lick back. It's okay.
No, we do. We think a lot alike.
I'm just playing.
Where we have similar views on the subject, but I think it's what you make of it a lot of times. Where if you have like a brotherhood around you, I would say that makes it 10 times better. Whereas if you isolate yourself, it's going to be kind of rough, but that's anybody, right? Anybody who isolates themselves is going to be kind of rough. But I do agree that society makes it rough, right? But I feel like if you find that safe space with bros who are also in the same realm, same mindset, who understand it's kind of rough out there, but we have the safe space to, you know, just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think as long as you have a safe space to be yourself with no filters, none of that, I feel like you'll be fine, you know? And I think that's the advantage that we have over a lot of girls, because let's be honest, a lot of women, they be choosing aesthetics for friendships versus actual like strong friendships for who they are. Where men, we can make friends the next day, like it's no big deal. You know what I mean?
Yep, you can make friends just from passing somebody on campus multiple times,
you know?
That's true.
Where girls are a little bit different, you know? They're thinking about a lot of other stuff. And I'm only speaking on that because my sister has been talking to me about how it is making friends as a young girl and how it's different. She always asks me, how are you making friends so easily and how do you have friends for so long?
Yep.
Where a lot of people just don't have friends that were, you know, for years and years and years. They're friends with Malcolm, what? It's been what? Like
too fucking long.
Okay, yes.
Wow. But 17 all, years? All my,
yeah, like 17 years. Like we've been friends forever, you know?
Like get off my dick.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, like we have, that's a very long friendship right there. You know what I mean? And not a lot of people have that. So, and I think guys can have that easier than women nowadays.
Mm-hmm. More of the story, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Facts.
You know? But, you know, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode of Talk to Me Nice. Make sure you like and subscribe if you feel the vibe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars. Hit that subscribe button. It's been your boy, Mally K. That's MALII_KAY.
It's your boy, Will with the visuals. It is IAmWill_visuals. One more time, IAmWill_visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan Music. You can follow me on all social media platforms. Check me out. Let's get it.
Oh, that's me.
Get with the program.
You've done this before.
My fault. It's the first time. All right, my fault. It's your boy, Antonio. You can follow me, AG The Official. Again, that's AG The Official.
Can you put your shit on Do Not Disturb?
I'm bad.
Oh my God.
So unprofessional.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, Media training tomorrow. But hey, before we close out, I'm going to play this song because, like,
hey.
Shout out to Jason Jordan for dropping his latest single, Nobody.
Appreciate you.
This has been Talk to Me Nice and.
I'm trying to listen.
Hush.
But if I know you feisty, open, chosen, deafening, love you, whoa, whoa. Who's on your wall, eyes, you in love, or you vibing, waiting, whoa, whoa. Who's calling you wife, not fun for the night, who lays.